Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been known, you were hating on the low. I been known, they were hating on the low. I been known, you were hating on the low. I been known, she was hating on the low. I been new, I been stalked. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Hoes stressing, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been known, you were hating on the low. I been known, they were hating on the low. I been known, he was hating on the low. I been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas, you niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been known, you were hating on the low. I been known, they were hating on the low. I been known, he was hating on the low. I been known, she was hating on the low.
You. What's happening, world? Welcome back. We at it again. Welcome to Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Ready for another Sunday fun day. So, as always, roll something up, pour something up, light something up, smoke something up, drink something up. Come kick it with your people. Let's get into it.
For a shizzle, man. Shout out to our top five countries tuning in. And, of course, to everybody else all over, you know, we give a shout out to the top five. So tell a friend and another friend to tune in. But who we got in our top five right now?
Let me see.
It's looking a little boring.
Yeah, let's run it down. So number five, you know, we got Bangladesh. They've been holding it down for the last few weeks. You know what I'm saying? Steady listeners, so shout out to Bangladesh, man. We appreciate it. Number four, it seems like this country is getting real comfortable on the list, and I'm loving it. We're loving it. We appreciate it. So big shout out to Finland, you know what I'm saying, representing Europe. our Euro people coming through by way of Finland, man. So, you know, tell a friend and tell a friend. We appreciate y'all. Finland, I fucks with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I like y'all a lot. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to y'all. Number three, we got India. So big shout out to the Bay of Bengal. They some wild people out there. You know what I mean? Leave them folks alone. Let them just do them. Don't come and violate because they will violate you. But big shout out to India. Number two, Brazil. Shout out to Brazil. You know what I'm saying? You know, south of America. You know what I'm saying? Representing. So Brazil as always. And then of course we have the home team, America, the beautiful America, the ugly. However you feel, you know, whichever day of the week it is. But we do appreciate the United States of America, the home team, coming through all 50 states. So big shout out to the East Coast, the West Coast, the South, and, of course, the Great Lakes. I'm coming to you by way of New Amsterdam. So, as always, tell a friend and tell a friend, log on and listen. If your country isn't on the top five, get them on there. You know what I'm saying? Spread the word. So that's what's up.
Okay. How was your week?
So my week was steady and productive. You know, everything business as usual. You know, I'm just getting into this fall vibes. It's just fall vibes. You know, we're going into the spooky season. So I told you I'm a different person each season. So I'm just it's like that Thriller video. You know what I'm saying? Where Michael Jackson. I'm not about to turn into a zombie or nothing like that. But you know, you just feel the energy. You feel something different. You know what I mean? Like. You know what I mean? It's getting darker. You know what I'm saying? It's getting colder. So I'm just embracing that. So you know, my week was just chill. I'm gonna tell you what I'm on. What's really got me inspired, but I'm gonna tease that for the world famous chop up. So yeah, that's me. How's your week?
Man, my week has been like countdown. We're gonna say that. So I'm doing a lot of adjustments, a lot of changing, a lot of shifting of things, you know, being extremely focused. Really, I have to hire somebody for the nonprofit. That's a hard part because, of course, you know, people aren't reliable, and they want to do what they want to do. The thing is they'll go and work for the white man and go to work and do what they got to do, but then when it's your own people, it's like, oh, well, they're going to give me, and they're going to be, and that's not that. So. I got to hire somebody for the nonprofit, working on that, you know, content, you know, pushing a lot more content than I've been pushing out in a while, and I'm actually loving it again. You know, it was a piece of me that had got in a place where I wasn't loving the content as much as I know I can, and so, yeah, doing that now in a good space. One of the things... this day I'm cat, y'all. You know I got a cat. Okay, I know I got a cat. So my cat is really like an outdoor cat in real life. But you know she thinks she's grown. So she's been in the house this whole time. So we got her in what January. So she's been a house cat this whole time. And like 2 months ago, she had started like going outside. I don't know who told her to go outside. But she just was like, fuck it. You know, we're going to do this. And so now she got to the point where she grown that she'll leave the house for like, she left the house night before last and was gone all yesterday and then going to come back tonight.
That's wild.
Calling for somebody to come open
up. She's kicking her like a teenager. She got teenage vibes.
Who are you? How do you just come up in here like it's okay for you to come when you feel like coming home? So we had the conversation. She wasn't trying to hear it, though. She just walked out of the room and went in there and played with the kids. But I said, she ain't going to do nothing but go get pregnant. But if she do, I'm going to keep two of her kids, and I'll get the rest of them away. Because they, my boys, they love cats. She and he, and she go at and do what I think. But I think her little partner that she be dealing with, I think he left her and went off somewhere and ain't never come back. So she came home, you know what I'm saying, because she couldn't find him. And then she go get in the window and look out the window like, is he going to come back for me? You know, she ran here running behind some fast tail boy. That's all. So dealing with that now, she finna get it because if I don't open up that door, she going to be sitting out there all night crying on the step because I ain't letting her in. But I'm gonna teach you. If you go for 2 days, then I'm gonna leave you outside for two more days. We are gonna get to the bottom of this, Ty. These children is, oof, they driving me crazy over here. Outside of that,
Lose your train of thought. But it's some feedback on your phone. It's like kind of cracking.
Okay, is that better?
I don't know. I mean, it's not. It's just like crack. You clear, but it's just like a cracking sound. But I think it's all right.
Oh, wow. You know how this thing goes, man. You never know what folks doing with the phone and how they doing it, because 1 minute is good, next minute it's not. One minute is tap, next minute it's not. You know how that goes. But because I'm literally in my room. Today was cleanup day. So what I started back doing, so I want to say about 2000 and I think I started this about 2014, maybe 14, 15, let me see. So 15, so about 2015, 16, I was fasting. And I would fast the first day of every single month to, you know, assist me with my month going well, to do what I was doing. And I was able to accomplish a lot of amazing things during that time. And I think I did it for, I'm not sure if it was, I don't know if it was, I think it was about 13 months or 18 months straight, every single month, like clockwork. I fast at the top of every month. And so, you know, with Ifar, you know, we do Dafar, we do Ebo, you know, things of that nature. But, you know, in Ifar, it's things that we may do that's not Ifar based, right? So I want to say that just because I do certain things doesn't mean it all comes from Ifar. Like, I read tarot. Tarot, astrology, numerology is not a part of Ifar. But for me, it makes sense, right? It makes perfect sense when I look at how that adds up and I look at how Ifar, you know, adds up. It makes perfect sense. They gilded or will, you know, welded that, you know, from Ifar perfectly, right? And so I do that. It's just like in Ifar, we got people that practice Christianity, that practice, you know, Islam, Buddhism, whatever the case may be. It is what it is, right? So not everything that I do is of Ifar. But I said that to say I started, something was just like start back fasting. But now this, I'm going to start fasting every Sunday. So today was my first day. And I guess, you know, some days are easier than others. Some you're going to fly through. Some, you know, it's not over matter. I keep myself busy, but not like busy where I'm exerting a lot of energy. But I keep myself like doing something. So whereas we normally do like deep cleaning on Fridays at the end of the week, getting everything in perspective, we did it today. And that actually kept me, you know, to a point where I could glide to 7:41, because that's what time the sun set. So we fast sun up to sundown, and we're doing that every Sunday. So I just want to say to any of my folks out here, no matter who you believe in or what it is, you know, try to fast and see how it benefits your life, see how it helps your life. That was something that I used to do a lot, and, man, I accomplished a lot of things in that time. You understand me? A lot of amazing things. And when I stopped fasting, but I didn't have, like, a source or a system to lean on, you know, then I kind of, you know, strayed away. But now I have Ifar, and I'm just like, let me incorporate that. So I had a successful day. Yes. Me and one of my godchildren, we did it together today, and it was beautiful. So that's what I suggest and challenge people to do. You know, when even if things aren't going wrong, like there's nothing going wrong in my life right now. I mean, it's absolutely probably more shockingly right than anything. But I still, you know, when Mount Ori says less fast, you know, less fast. Call every morning as well, 6:30, 6:35 in the morning. 7 days a week. Okay, it's 5 to 10 minutes, you know, for a prayer call. We pray our prayers. We pray, you know, I lead the call, but, you know, everybody else is on the call. We come together and we do what we got to do. So these prayer calls are absolutely amazing. You know, just me getting fully in tune and aligned with, you know, all of the energy and the responsibility that God has bestowed on me. And, then lay back. Like, so, yeah, countdown. For this newness, countdown for revamping, reorganizing, switching things up, and going in a whole new, you know, direction.
Yeah. Oh, you got an interesting topic tonight.
Okay, so the topic tonight, is it manly for a woman to pay all of the bills? Now, of course, you know I got this topic from somewhere. You already know I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, you always
got to
set that
around.
Up. Like I said, like let's set this up for the people. So, you know, when it comes to your topic, you know, because I know they come from a source. So if you could just let the people know, like, what was the inspiration, you know what I'm saying, the motivation, and what brought us to this point?
I'm coming.
I know. So, yeah. What's happening?
I'm coming because I know how Mo like it. Mo want all of the details.
Yeah, I want all the details.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm always starting something on Facebook, right? And that's just, hey, if you know, you know by now. And so there was a post about, and simply put, if this man cannot take care of multiple wives without needing the help, he should not have multiple wives, right?
Okay.
That's the rules of poly. That's the understanding of poly. That's how it goes. For some reason in America, the men in America feel entitled, right?
It's different over
there. They feel entitled to a woman helping them build their life. They feel entitled to a woman helping them get out of shit they put themselves into. They feel entitled to, you know what I'm saying? Like, the men here are bitches. I'm just going to say that, right? And so, not all of them, right? But it's a lot of them. Because this conversation went from poly and a man should only have one wife if he can't afford to take care of all the wives he want to bring in, to a whole, oh, women just want men to take care of them, and, you know, oh, you out here, you know, you home cooking and cleaning up and coming to give a man some pine saw pussy, and you don't want to take no bills. You don't want to pay no bills. Or like, oh, it's like tricking with your husband or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, we're not even talking about single, you know, man and woman. It's when a man wants to open the relationship up and to have multiple partners, multiple wives, right? Because when you start sleeping with someone, it's wives. It's not, oh, side chick. It's none of that, because you should be honest, you should be upfront, and you should let this person know, like, look, okay, this is what I'm doing. And it has to be at the very beginning. You can't come in and be like, okay, a year from now, this is what I've been doing, you got to deal with it. That gets you left, right? And so I don't know how it went there, but it went there. And I'm just sitting back like, okay, so they're saying that culture is what we create, right? So they're saying culture is what we create. So we're creating a whole new culture. We're creating a whole new belief. We're creating a whole new system. But most of the women that talk about being kept are, you know, so-called spiritual women, or, you know, women like this, women like that. So they use an example of a woman changing her life for a high-value man. And I get that. But these men are, then the point I was making, that these men are not high value, but yet they want a woman to, they come in bringing all their baggage to a woman. Listen, I don't care who you are. I don't care how cool, you know what I'm saying, me and you were. If we ain't established, and I mean years in a relationship where I know that you got my back, don't bring your bullshit to me, right? And it's only one person. It's only one person, right, that I would genuinely help out and not even think. If this man was like, I don't have no job and I don't have nowhere to go, he can easily, you know, come on, come stay with me. You ain't got to pay damn bill. One person, just one, right, just one. So when it comes down to getting into these new situations and these men got all this stuff going on with them and all this baggage and all this, that, and the other, and then they go to these women and think that these women are supposed to help them because of the sake of love or because of the sake of a religion. And that's not how it goes. Women are not supposed to take care of men. And that's just hands down. Now, the question is it manly for a woman to pay all the bills? So here's the thing. If this comes down and we break it down into several pieces, right? Boom.
Yeah.
My partner, Mo, happily married man. Mo has been with his wife for forever. Okay, we're going to say that, forever. If something happened with Mo and he lost his job, yes, like his wife's going to have his back, been married for forever. This doesn't count for that, right? Where he's poured into her, she's poured into him. They've done their thing. They've been together over 10 years, married under the same roof, da-da-da, right? This doesn't account for something like that. Because if something was to happen to Mo, damn right, she's going to have Mo back. So we're not talking about like, oh, if this man is married and something happened, you know, no, it's not manly. We're talking about these people and these relationships or situationships and whatever the case may be. And we talking about them people. You with somebody for a year less, you know? Okay, we're not even going to say that. We're going to give you two examples. You with somebody a year less, you know what I'm saying? And the whole time, like, you going through something. The whole time she got to come through and carry the weight. You could be with her for 5 years, but the whole time it's something where she got to carry your weight. She got to help out. She got to do this. She got to do that. That's not manly, right? Because that means that you ain't got your shit together. A grown-ass man, you can get a step up, right? You can get somebody to be like, okay, let me give you a step so you can take off. These people don't want a step up. They want to ride on somebody, right? Hypothetically speaking, you know what I'm saying? You get somebody and they down bad on their luck. Okay, you help them out. They get decent on their luck for a couple months, then boom, they down bad on their luck again. Then they want you to help them out. You know, like one of my pet peeves, right, and I say this over and over, I can't stand when a grown-ass man, you know what I'm saying, and we not even like that. Like, if you go ask me for money, or man, that's the easiest way for me to get the fuck ASAP. I've said it so many times. Like, if I got a partner, if my life partner don't ask me for money, like, if I do something for him, I would have to just do it and not tell him I'm doing it because he always say, no, I'm good. That's a manly man. That's how my grandfather raised us, right, as to what men should look like. You got more men these days that got a million and one excuses on, oh, well, this going on and that going on and yada, yada, this and yada, yada, that, and we can't be a man because of this. We can't be a man because of that. That's BS. There was no excuses. Go get you three jobs. Do whatever you got to do to be that man that you need to be. Now, if you married and y'all long-term, then be supportive of that man and make sure he's straight. If y'all not married long-term and then this person just cannot keep no job, they cannot keep shit going, no, that's not manly at all. That's the furthest thing from manly. And I think men don't know that. You know what I'm saying? Me being out there and these different types of people and different ranks, and they come in, they very well known in the public, but then, you know, I know the truth about them. You know what I'm saying? And it just be like, we cool. I don't care about a title or a label or being affiliated with you if you ain't got your life together on the back end for real. And most people don't have their life together on the back end. I don't care. We could bend that. You could hide everything from me. And we be living together by the time shit hit the fan. We not going to be living together too much longer. Like, I do not play that. I cannot stand a weak man. And a man that is not financially stable, that's not trying to make something happen for themselves, and it's happening, is a weak man, right? You ain't got no job that you going to. You got a business, and every time I talk to you, it's a different business venture. You got 21 business adventures on your table at one damn time, and yet I'm supposed to, oh, yeah, I believe in you. Yeah, it's going to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you bringing in? What you doing to bring in money? But you want to sit up under me while I bring in money. And these are the type of beta males, because I'm quick to call them a beta male. These are the beta males that's out here that want to say, I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. Sorry, little boy, you're not a man if a woman has to take care of you or has to assist you, and y'all not married. Y'all don't have no long-term situation going on. Y'all don't, you know what I'm, no. No, I'm sorry. It's not it. It's not manly. What do you think? What's your output on that?
All right, let's get into it. Let's talk about it. So once again, tonight's topic is it manly to allow the women to pay all the bills? All right. So, of course not. I mean, hold on. Is it manly to allow the women to pay all the bills? Yeah, of course not. Unless. So, definitely no. It's not manly at all. Like, you just laid it out there. And, like, everything you said is true. I agree. But I'm going to say one caveat. Unless you are a pimp. If you're a pimp, then, you know what I'm saying, the game is reversed. So if you are a pimp, then, hey, you get it how you live, you know what I'm saying? So let's break down this whole pimp shit, you know what I'm saying? A pimp just reversed the game, you know what I'm saying? A pimp is a gold digger, you know what I'm saying, that just reversed the game. So all these females that talk they shit and want to be kept and, you know what I'm saying, you know, want to be flued out and all that type of shit. A pimp, you know what I'm saying? He just switched it on you. Like, if you go with me, you got to put out a deposit. You know what I'm saying? I got to manage this whole shit. You know what I'm saying? So, if that's the case, then no. So, like, so especially with that poly situation, that dude, the person you talked about, that got, like, these different wives and he's trying to, you know what I'm saying? He's going to have to switch it up. You know what I'm saying? And pimps, true pimp, they don't care about the, they say, I don't care about the honey. It's all about the money. So they ain't trying to be banging these different stuff like that. He might do it as a reward. You know what I'm saying? If she out here getting it, you know what I'm saying, getting to that bag and bringing it back in, and, you know what I'm saying, and having me glow up and look good, and then, you know, I can make sure, you know, I can break her off a little piece every so often, you know, make sure she's looking good or whatever so she can catch these tricks, then yes. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, yeah, no, I manage everything. You know what I'm saying? So if that's the situation, it just seems like that's how, you know, if that's what it is, he got to switch the game and just switch it up that way. So, yeah, but to the first part, definitely, like, you know, I was raised differently. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I definitely, you know, have to have my own and whatever, because I got to call the shots. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, of how I like to do things, and I got to, you know, I got extravagant habits that I like to do. You know what I'm saying? So I got a certain lifestyle that I like to live. So that costs money. So, I got to make sure that I'm straight at all times. So, you know, I don't get down like that. But like I said, to the pimp part, it ain't tricking if she got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she got it, it ain't tricking if she got it.
So you, I don't know how I knew that you was going to say something about a pimp, but I did. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, so that whole pimp frame, like, if she got it, like, it's the same thing, you know, because, like I said, once again, it's just money. So it's just however it circulates. You know what I'm saying? Whether she bringing it in, you bring it, I'm just saying, like, this is the pimp part talking. The other part, like I said, I already said no, but a pimp's point of view, he's just like, yo, however it circulates. So basically, you know, if you got it, of course, why would I? You know, why would I? You know what I'm saying? Like, you dealing with me. So if you dealing with me, this is what comes with it. So, you know, that's why I think these conversations are fascinating now, because let's be honest. Like I said, we talked about this a little bit last week. And like I said, I don't agree with all the gender roles and things just switching up and people trying to turn into women and women trying to turn into guys and all this other shit. But, I mean, it is kind of where it is now. You know what I'm saying? The lines have been blurred in all types of situations, especially here in America. I can't say this throughout the world, but from the American point of view, shit is blurred as ever been. You know what I'm saying? So, like, those old traditions of just how it used to be, you know what I'm saying? It's just not that way no more. You see, it's like, shit, you can't tell which way is which. So, so like I said, when it comes down to the money nowadays, you know, especially women be having the roles be kind of reversed sometimes. And I'm going to say, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is women be looking for, like, a young dude, that, like, especially older women, cougars. They be looking for, like, a little young dude to bang they back out, just like how the sugar daddies be looking for a little PYT, little pretty young thing to, like, look nice on his on his arm, and you know what I'm saying? He can trick off whatever, you know what I'm saying? Have a good time or whatever. He got money, so he don't care. So I think it's the same way. You talk about this all the time. Like, there's so many, like, independent women, and, like, they were so, like, I don't need a man trying to get to whatever level in their career or their job that they was trying to get to, and now they at their job, and they, you know, they ain't married or whatever, and maybe they ain't got kids, or maybe they do got kids, but, you know, it didn't work out because, you know, they had kids when they was young, and they still stayed on their career, you know, I guess, you know, going up the ladder or whatever, and they there, and now they older, and they see a young dude that maybe ain't got his shit together, but he come and lay that thing down, you know what I'm saying? He ain't maybe mature enough to whatever, so that shit just be happening. So, look, man, like I said, I think, and I don't want to toot my own horn, but I think it's kind of, well, I don't want to say a last of a dying breed, because once again, it comes to the home. That's where, you know, that's why I always say a two-parent home is very, very important. You know what I'm saying? And, like, everybody can't say that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody doesn't come from that. Everybody, it's not always just, it's easier to say than have it done. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, life is like a card game. You know, you got to win with the cards you're dealt with. So even if you get dealt with a bad hand, you got to win. You know what I'm saying? So, but preferably, you know, it should be a two-family household with the male figure, you know, in the home to really show the young male coming up, you know what I'm saying, how to become a man. You know what I'm saying? Because like Smooth used to say, you know what I'm saying, with his football team, you know what I'm saying, you raising men. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you got to, you know, instill those type of values. So, you know, as they get older, they have that. But to the men now, the young men that's coming up, that's like in their young 20s or whatever, that wasn't raised, you know, with men to give them that, that advice and those life lessons, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, like, that's what we're kind of getting in a way, you know what I'm saying? It's sad to see. Hopefully, like, you know, it can trend back to the way it needs to be. But, you know, and then, like I said, it's just the times that we're in now, you know what I'm saying, with the money that's around and whoever's getting it. So, once again, it's just like, who got it, that's what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It kind of like a crab in a bucket mentality, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, whoever's got the money, that's who's paying. You know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, if it ain't working out for you, then you got to just cut ties with that person you're dealing with. So, you know, that's my take on this question that you posed.
Right. And I like, you gave some very official points, you know what I'm saying, and several different aspects of it, and I appreciate that, right? So that's what I'm saying, like, I am not opposed to helping my partner. Definitely not, right? But it's not going to be somebody that I've known under a year. It's not going to be none of that, right? Because I need to know that you've been there, right? I'm a whole different person. So if somebody asks my people right now, like, how am I, the me that he would explain to them is completely different than anybody in the last maybe 10 years can tell him that they, you know what I'm saying, that they experienced with me. And that's just really real. But because we have a long, you know what I'm saying, we got a history. I'm big on gift giving. I'm, you know, let's go do this, let's go do that. I'm that person. I'm not like that with somebody that I'm not cool with. Now, if I'm just getting to, like, know you, I mean, I feel like a year you just really get to know somebody. You know what I'm saying? You really see in their vibe. A year you could still walk away from something like, yeah, it was cool, but that wasn't really what it was supposed to give, right? You can do that. You got a couple years, you know, somebody got your back. You know, we all have good days. We all have bad days, right? So it ain't just about when I have bad days, if he can have my back. It's like, okay, well, you know, if I'm just sitting down chilling trying to make something happen, yeah, you handle this. Like, you know what? The thing, food in my nails. That's literally what I ask him for, food in my nails. Outside of that, I'm grown. I can handle my own stuff. If something was to come up, something major, I may say, you know, hey, But I know if he can, he will. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it'll be some last minute stuff. So I'm not worried about any of that. But if he needs me, or when I hit, right, I'm going to be like, okay, I done hit. This is what I hit for. You know, let's do this or let's do that. My thing is I'm still trying to get the man, I'm still trying to get him more in tune with traveling. He's not, he's not in tune with traveling. And that's one of the things I love to do. So I got to, you know what I'm saying? I got to kind of get him more in gear with that. Outside of that, it's perfect. Now, we want to go somewhere locally. You know, we can go somewhere locally, maybe 1 to 2 hours out, easy. But we can't really, you know, do much outside of that. So that would be my only major gripe when it comes to that. But outside of that, it's still like I would say, hey, let's go here. Don't worry about nothing. I'm going to pay for everything. I do that with him. You know what I'm saying? Hey, like, let's do this right here. Don't worry about it. I got you, right? And I may do in a year's time where you doing things with somebody, you know, I may say that, oh, okay, you did that. Okay, let me do that. I get this whole trip. You know, shit like that. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah.
I will do. But going all in and helping somebody revamp their life, baby, you got to get your life revamped in 1 year. Houston, we have a problem. So many people have lost me. I'd have been interested in somebody and then find out that their life really ain't together and they just trying to see what they can get or see what they can make happen. And see, this is how I move. And I tell people, you have, in order to be a successful business person, you got to learn how to be frugal. Just because you got money, that don't mean that you go spend money. So here's the thing. You know, somebody can, I was getting a message, right? It was hilarious. I got a message, and the message said, don't spend it if you don't got it, right? That was a message. I was sitting there. And I was sitting there, and I got that message from somebody while I was sitting down with, like, a potential gold digger, right? Don't spend it if you don't got it, right? And so the funny thing about this match is don't spend if you don't got it. I guess you got to know how I do business to know. But if you guys have been listening to the show for a long time, you know, we break our things down by quarters. Like Mo break our weeks down, our sessions down by weeks. I break my business down by quarters, right? And so we're in the final quarter where I'm not spending any money towards the business aspect of it. I am simply, you know, finishing out my year, okay? And me finishing out my year, this is whatever has to be done to prepare me for the next year that's coming in. I do this every single year, more like 6 years in, every single year the same way. So my quarters, I set out with budgets. And if my budget don't say you got $5,000 extra dollars to spend or you got $20,000 to invest in within this budget, then I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? I know I got the next quarter to come up, and I still got to stand in the paint. In the next quarter, I still have to sustain my lifestyle. I still have to sustain my well-being. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're here right now or you're not here right now. So why in hell would I go and invest in somebody and give somebody all of what I got and that I've made that I was in the gym shooting for by myself just for them to be in a better position, and then when they mess it up, because they will, then I'm sitting here, now I don't have nothing, and they don't have nothing, and then that person moving on to the next dummy. This is what females fail to realize when they feel like they buying a man, or they buying their energy, or they buying their attention. They're there until it's not there no more. Then what you going to do, go break your neck to continue to take care of somebody that truly don't want you? Good luck with that. You're going to run out of that. You know what I'm saying? It's the opposite way around. We're not put here to take care of no man. If a man ain't got his stuff together, you don't need to do that. That man, if he can't make it on his own with his business, that man need a job. You know what I'm saying? If that man got to get a job, he need to get a good paying job. You know, if that's what he wants to do, because entrepreneurship just obviously ain't for everybody. Sometimes it could be people karma that's coming back to them that no matter what they do, it's not going to unfold properly. But what we will never, ever do is slow down what we've been doing for the sake to help somebody else out. I've been in the same house I've been in for 4 years now. I've been doing the same thing. I've been driving the same car for the last, three and a half years now. Like, I'm just very much the same. I'm not flashy at all. I can go to the car lot and get another car off the car lot that's 2023, 2024 even. But I will not do it because guess what? I don't like debt, right? You know what I'm saying? Right. And then if I go and do something like that and I pay that thing up front, then, okay, I got to look at reevaluate budgets. People don't look at numbers. People look at emotions. And money and emotions don't go together. You know what I'm saying? If that's not somebody that you see yourself with, that has been proven that this is your person and y'all can make it happen and so on and so forth, then that's not it. Because when I take off, I really like to spoil my partner. But if you're not worth me spoiling, then why? You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm still dealing with the same person, because that man worth me spoiling. That man worth everything, and that man has a lot of patience, right? He seen me when I first started this, right? When I was Miss Black, he was there. You feel me? So he's watched me grow from Miss Black to who I am now, and that's that, you know. However, he may not, he don't have much to say about nothing, but, you know, I know that he see the growth, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you can get whatever you like, you know, it's T.I. thing, right? But you can get whatever you like because he don't need it. He not asking me for nothing. I can say, hey, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, da-da-da, I'm working on this project, I'm working on that project, da-da-da. After that, it never fails. When I'm doing my projects, I'll be like, all right, boom, I want to go do this right here. And I just come up to him with an idea. I just have to, you know, because he don't like to travel. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like to travel. I had to come up with something, but we're going to turn all the way up, though, you know? And he'd be like, okay, let's go do it. That'd be my little, you know, my gift to myself, like turning up. My right hand man going to be with me. That man going to work every single day, 12-hour days, doing what he do. Career. He don't work. He has a career. Same, you know, so when it comes down to what I'm saying, ladies, like, if you be mindful of how you choose or how you allow yourself to be chosen, you wouldn't make the same mistake over and over and over again. You're gonna know what you need and what you want. And it's a lot of it is insecurity issues, it's from what you've seen growing up, it's you feeling like you're not worthy, you feeling like you're not worth this, you feeling like this, you feeling like that. I ain't got no problem with cutting somebody off. I ain't got no problem with leaving and moving away from something that no longer serves me. I ain't got no problem with being to myself at the same time, right? You know, all these years, we done had our times where we took our breaks, and I done sat right here and just focused on my work. You know what I'm saying? If I'm gone, what, 2-3 months, whatever, 4 months, whatever, I'm focused, right? I just put my head down. And then you come back together because you know that there's certain qualities that you can't find out there. And even though they may be out there, it's not going to be in the same caliber or type of person that's for you. So when you know somebody that is molded specifically for you, you hold on to it and you keep it. You ain't telling me that some grown-ass man that you got to take care of is molded for you unless you're a hoe and he a pimp, as Mo said. Outside of that, that person that's molded for you is going to love you like you've never been loved before. And the only way you'll be able to experience that love is if you know what true love is and if you know how to love you. If you don't know how to love you, you're not going to know what true love is because you don't know what you're looking for. If you're used to men and they all need help, that's what you keep attracting because you keep putting out a strong energy like, oh, I got this, right? So you're going to keep attracting men that need help. And then you're going to keep being in survival mode. And you're going to keep being the alpha chick, right? No, we're not strong, independent black women. No, we're not strong. We need to know how to bow down. We need to know how to chill out. We need to know how to let him lead. We need to know how to do what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? We need to know how to work together. That's what we need to know how to do. So when you stop putting yourself out there, like, you know, I'm a boss, right? So as I'm a boss out there, at home, I'm not the boss, right? I'm chilling. What are we doing? You know, it's joint decision, right? Even though I'm probably going to make the last decision anyway when it's put back on me, but it's even knowing when to stop and break yourself down and say, okay, I'm not doing this. You know, I'm not, you know, the leader in every aspect of my life, nor when to be submissive. So once you start to learn to step into your softer energy, you really ain't going to want nobody that, you know, you ain't going to want a man softer than you. I'm just saying. That's what that is. Like, you know, you can't be no grown man softer than her. wants you to clean. He wants you to fall in line. He wants you to do whatever it is that he say do, when he say do it, how he say do it. He wants you to do all of these things, right? But, yet,
yeah,
he can't hold his own. How does that work? That don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? At all. That's a woman's trait. Because when you flip the roles, that's what a woman's supposed to do, be at home, cook, clean, you know, make sure the kid's straight, da-da-da-da-da. But a woman can work. Even if I had the opportunity to stay at home and not pay no bills, I wouldn't still stay at home. I would still work, right? And I would put my money aside, so just in case he fell off, I got his back. You understand me? But I'm never going to be the type that's just sitting at home because I can sit at home. That's just not how this works. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. But we got the roles reversed right now. You got the roles. We got men playing women roles.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's all I had to say. But that was, that's not.
So, I mean, once again, I mean, another awesome topic, you know. So, you know, we discussed it. Is it manly to allow the women to pay all the bills? I say no, unless you are a pimp. And then, hey, the game is reversed. So we're going to leave it at that. So, you know what I'm saying? So without further ado, let's get into my favorite part of the show. So anybody that's new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on certain things that I thought was just interesting throughout the week. You know what I'm saying? Bring it to world famous chop up, you know, chop it up, talk about it, analyze it. So, as always, you know what I'm saying? Black, this past week or whatever, was there anything that you was tripping on that you was like, you know what? I'm going to bring this to the world famous chop up and we're going to talk about it.
One thing, because we talked about it on another show briefly. And you was like, oh, I got to look into that. The blue face and the Chrissy Rock,
okay. You got some
chick, right?
Yeah.
Krishan Rock, okay. So remember I said he was all about Krishan, you know, and then when they separated, then he went and got up under the other baby mama, because that's what men like him do. You go, you all in love with your other baby mama, you trying to put her, you know, in the forefront, you know, and it's something about when a woman get pregnant from a man, it's something about men running and hiding, acting like little bitches, right? Her whole pregnancy, he gave Krishan hell based upon just for no reason. Like, I went through that with my youngest son, Dad. Like, I really did. Like, yeah, y'all know, at the very beginning, man, it was rough. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And publicly and all. And so I went through that same thing. Like, you go up under your other baby mama and you act away and yada, 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 right? And so, boom, him and Krishan took a DNA test while she was pregnant. So you know the baby yours. But you still up under this girl, right? You still up under this girl, Jaden, the other baby mama. And now he finally got a pass to go and be up under Krishan. And guess what? I told you that it was only for clout. Now he under Krishan. He with his baby. And the other baby mama going off. I mean, she acting mad. And see, this is, fellas, this is where you have to pay attention to the type of women that you have children with, right? How are you a grown woman knowing that he just had a baby, regardless if you have children with him or not, and you mad because he's going to be up under his damn towel? Because deep down inside, you know that he loved that girl to pieces. And deep down inside, you already know it's like, okay, you're going to be with a family. Now, when he was with you and your kids, it was all good. But now, all of a sudden, he going to spend time with the other baby. He's a bum. He's weird. You know, I'm the only one who had your back. And these are the type of women that y'all investing into. These are the type of women that y'all giving passes to. And y'all think that love y'all. That's not love. Anybody that's keeping you from your responsibility is lame as fuck. You already knew what was happening. You already knew what was going on. You already knew he was smashing her. So when the baby get involved, shit don't get serious now. I just don't like that. I never liked the baby mama anyway. She got a little clout. He's going to be back and forth between the two. Krishan Rock, she had the baby. I just feel like Blueface is going to be back under Krishan more and more, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. So we're going to look and see how that go. But I just talked about that, about him doing this for clout because he's heard about Krishan. And boom, here we are. He laid up in the bed with her and the baby. So, that's all.
All right. So, a couple things. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if I can stretch this thing on out. So, I alluded to, like, in the intro, I was like, you know what I'm saying? It's something that's got me vibing. You know what I'm saying? That got me inspired, you know? So, big shout out to a couple things. So shout out to, because, all right, so let me paint the picture. So I just recently went to cancel my Netflix, man, because I'm just sick of Netflix. I'm the type of person, I like to let things stack up before I go back to it, right? So Netflix, to me, I've been talking about this for a while, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like Amazon Prime now. I watch, Hulu, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, YouTube, but Netflix has not been coming with it, especially with this writer's strike. It's just been dry, right? So, long story short, I put in a cancellation for my Netflix, and it's going to cancel as of October 1st. So, wasn't feeling no type of way about it. But, you know what I'm saying, out of nowhere, a new series dropped, a new season of a series dropped that I really like, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm just so happy that it dropped right before I canceled it. So big shout out to Top Boy. Oh man. So Top Boy season 3. It was 6 episodes, man. Oh man. So this has got to be, because I get into my gangster films, man. It's like, you know, but I can't just watch any gangster films. It's got to be like high class gangster ish where you just learn from it. Even, you know, I ain't trying to be no gangster or nothing like that, but it's just so many jewels and things, and if you just read between the lines and see the little lessons that's in it, it's phenomenal. So, you know, my top 3 gangster movies or series or whatever you want to put it of all time, I'm just about to run it down. So Scarface, of course, number 1. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Al Pacino. You know, he played Tony Montana, Cuban. You know what I'm saying? They came through Miami and got it popping, man. Rags to riches story. You know what I'm saying? Coming up from the mud. Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? There's so many lessons that I learned from that movie. Just, you know what I'm saying? How to just come from nothing and build although it was illegally, but it just shows you the entrepreneurial spirit. I know it was illegal, but it's how you can just really build it up. You know what I'm saying? But he still had his morals, too. He had certain morals, but it came back and it haunted him. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, he was like, no, I don't kill kids and none of that stuff. And, you know, when Sosa wanted him to do a hit and, you know, just blow up this car that happened to have a family in it with kids, he wouldn't do it. And that was his demise or whatever. So Scarface, number 1, definitely probably like my all-time favorite, right? Number 2, Goodfellas. Oh, man. Organized crime at its finest. Certain rules and regulations to the game with the organized crime. And mob, you know what I'm saying? Just how they run things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want you knowing that I'm a gangster that I do. I want you to think I'm just the most uptight citizen that you would ever see. Oh, yeah, this guy? No, he would never do nothing like that. Meanwhile, I'm controlling the whole shit, you know what I'm saying? And just, oh, man, Goodfellas is such a great story. It's dope. Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro, my main guy that just passed away. I forgot his name. Anyway, Goodfellas, Martin Scorsese, great film. But now I have to put Top Boy up there, man. So a couple things, man. So first off, so Top Boy takes place in London. And in New York, there's like a certain type of music, you know, that the younger generation is on. You know what I'm saying? It's called drill music. You know what I'm saying? It came out of Chicago, Chief Keef, back in the day. And then it migrated to New York. And the only drill music that I really mess with is London Drill. I got this playlist that I put together. You know what I'm saying? I just got into a vibe. Probably when like Pop Smoke had passed away, I just started like zoning out. And I listen to it every so often. It's just getting me into the zone. So now I kind of pulled that playlist back out. That's like my for this week at least. It's like my soundtrack. So anyway, Top Boy, it was so dope. So anybody that hasn't seen it, man, check it out on Netflix. And what's dope about it is they had Top Boy, I can't think of a little side note, but Top Boy came out like in the, I would say when it first came out, it had to be like probably like 2010 or something like that for like a season or two. And then it didn't come back until like years later. I would say 20, there's been three seasons of the new season. So I probably came back 2019, I want to say, after being gone for, like, years. And it was so ill because, like, the people that was young were, like, teenagers. A lot of the in their young 20s, but some of the younger people were, like, young teenagers. And then when it came back, you just saw a growth. And then, you know what I'm saying? So not to get away, but you just see, like, the new guys coming on the scene. But anyway, the part I like about it, it's so hood, it's so gangster, but it's so proper at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, of course, the stuff that we got here, we got Power, which is cool. I fell off on it because I don't have Stars anymore. But once again, whenever I want to order Stars, I know I got like a couple seasons to catch up on the whole Kanan and Power book or whatever and the Tommy show and all that shit, right? But I can wait for that. Then, of course, you had The Wire back in the day. You know, talk about Baltimore and the whole, the whole drug scene in Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? And all that, right? But basically, then was like, you know what I'm saying, American stories or whatever. But when you get that, London twist and the accents and everything so proper, and then the way it was shot, man, it's just so dope. It's not shot in America, it's shot in London. And then just the cars, and then all like the make me miss my BMW when I had my BMW. But the BMW, the Audi, just the fly Euro. You know what I'm saying? It's just a whole different vibe, a whole different atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? So it was just dope, man. So you know, when they came back in 2019 or whatever, when it's 2018, 2019, 2020, whenever it came back, it was a new dude that came on the scene, kind of came up because the old head was like, nah, man, like, we still running shit. But the new dude was like, nah, that's the old wave out here. So anyway, he come up, and he gets dealt with. And then this season, you just see everything come full circle. This is definitely the last season, but it was just great, man. So like, it just came out, I think, like, last week, and I just binge-watched it, like, my whole Sunday. And then I had, like, an appointment earlier today. You know what I'm saying? Once I got home, I got a chance to it was only six episodes. I watched the first episode maybe Friday night, second episode last night, and then I just watched the last four episodes today. But it was just phenomenal, man. So shout out to Top Boy. Definitely got me on my London Drill. And speaking of, I haven't done music review in quite a while. So couple things that I'm kind of like thinking about for Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chop Up. You know, big shout out to my co-host Kev Hurt. So a couple things that I told Kev, like, look, man, it's like three albums that came out. You know what I'm saying? You let me know which one you want to review and we'll review it. So I'm not sure which one we're actually going to do, but a couple of albums that I did get a chance to listen to. I'm gonna review here early, and then you know you might hear me review it again on Tuesday. But first off, shout out to, like I said, I'm on my London Drill. I don't really mess with the New York Drill too much. It's so violent. You know what I'm saying? It's just like op this, and you know, find them, you know, smoking the op and all this other shit, right? So I really don't rock with it. I mean, the London shit is kind of the same thing, but like I said, with the accents and all that shit, it just makes it more digestible for me, man. It makes it, the rhythm is just better for me, right? But anyway, and, you know, shout out to Pop Smoke. He was one of the drill artists from New York, and he was out of Brooklyn. And, of course, he passed away a few years ago. And then we got Fabio Foreign. You know, I rock with Fabio, you know what I'm saying? He's one of the drill artists that I like that's out of New York. Of course, we got Ice Spice, young little female out of the Bronx, you know what I'm saying? Little nice little Dominican-Nigerian hybrid, you know what I'm saying? She's sexy, doing her thing. But, you know, I just got hip to this new dude, man, named Sleepy Hollow. Young dude out of Brooklyn, but he dropped a project, and I kind of just been vibing to that. It's called Boy Meets World or whatever. At first, I was like, kind of turned off by the title because I'm like, I don't know if this is too young for me to even get down with. But I listened to it, and thumbs up, man. Been vibing to it, man. I actually been vibing to it, like, you know, earlier today when I was doing my walk through Brooklyn today. You know what I'm saying? When I had my appointments or whatever. But definitely cool album. And what I'm noticing, a lot of the younger artists coming up, of course, you know, it's got the drill bass, so you're going to get some of that, some of the violence and all that. But what's cool about it is it's like the, you know, these younger guys, I guess, maybe it's a generational thing, which is kind of cool, though, because, you know, I can kind of, I like the vibe to everything, and I like to, you know, see the perspective they're coming from. But I'm noticing a lot of these younger generation, they're not afraid to show their emotions a little bit more. I guess, you know what I'm saying? Because, of course, now we got the whole mental health thing and stuff like that, anxiety and different things that people used to just cover up back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm still to that day, you know, I'm still built a different way where even if I'm going through some shit, I'm going to maintain. I'm going to always have frame no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as a man, sometimes it's going to be some suffering that you might have to go through. You got to show discipline to get through it. You know what I'm saying? That's frame. You know what I'm saying? So whenever I see frame, that's when you just got to, like, you know, hold tight, keep your chin up to the sky and maintain. You know what I'm saying? No matter what. You got to be a man about yours, right? But, like I said, listening to this dude's album, you know, he was kind of showing the anxiety that, you know, maybe some people might deal with and just kind of like put it to the forefront. But what it wasn't soft, you know what I'm saying? It was just, it was just showing a little bit of emotion. But I don't know, you have to listen to it to kind of understand. And the more and more I unpack it, maybe I'll come back to it, especially if he keeps going on a trajectory, you know what I'm saying? I see now he's starting to get a name, at least in New York. So we'll see. So once again, Sleepy Hollow. You know, it's got the young cats up here vibing, you know what I'm saying? That's what they're on right now in New York City. That's what New York City sounded like as far as the young generation. So so shout out to Sleepy Hollow, you know, on that drill. So, you know, so this week for me has been drill vibes, you know what I'm saying? But definitely the London drill is where I'm at. That's my real vibe. So when I listen to that drill music, I like the London shit. The shit out of London is just dope. And shout out to Top Boy, you know what I'm saying? This is the final season, but it went out with a bang, you know what I'm saying? And if you just want to watch this shit, like it's raw, it's violent. I'm gonna be honest with you, but it's good, you know what I'm saying? Like definitely, you know, it was dope. Thumbs up. So shout out to Top Boy. So the other album that I may discuss coming Tuesday. If I don't discuss it this Tuesday, I'm definitely going to spin the block and discuss it probably the following week. A big shout out to Nas, you know, my number one rapper of all time, I would say, you know what I'm saying? I did my top 10 list. You know what? Real quick, since I got, you know, I'm trying to make sure that I span this thing out. Whenever I say my number one rapper or whatever, I always got to tell you my top 10 list just so you can get a understanding of where I'm coming from. So let me just give you my top 10 rappers of all time, and then I'm going to come back and tell you, you know, what I thought about the latest Nas album. So I'm going to go through 1 through 10. You got to take it from the bottom to the top, but I'm going to take it 1 through 10, right? So number 1 for me, Nas, definitely. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Nas. He's been doing his thing. Number 2, Drake, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Drake, New Wave, you know what I'm saying? He's undeniable. Number 3, got to give it up to the West Coast, Snoop Dogg, big shout out to Snoop. Number 4, you know, I'm in Brooklyn, B.I.G., nobody did it like Biggie when he was, you know, doing his thing. Number 5, got to give it up to Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? Now, my number 6 can just kind of, 6, and seven can kind of just rotate. You know what I'm saying? But right now, it's say number six for me at this point. Got to give it up to Killer Cam. Shout out to Cam. Love what he's doing with It Is What It Is. Just dropped a, I just did a review on his latest EP that he dropped last week's episode of the World Famous Chop Up on Tuesday. So definitely check that out if you get a chance to check it out. Number seven, you know what I'm saying? Taking it back to the West Coast by way of Philly. Corrupt, you know what I'm saying? Dog Pound. Nobody do it like my guy Corrupt. You know what I'm saying? To this day, I still just fuck with Corrupt. Number eight, Ghostface. You know, you got to get a Wu-Tang number in there. You know what I'm saying? I don't really rock a Wu-Tang like I used to when I was younger, but Ghostface is my guy always. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait for Ghostface to drop something new. And then number nine and ten, that kind of rotates. You know what I'm saying? You can kind of, you know, nine, I would say Wayne. Shout out to Lil Wayne, of course. Wayne is always going to do his thing. And then number 10, I would say Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? So that's my top 10 rappers of all time, just to give you some perspective. But now, sending it back. So shout out to Nas. You know, he dropped Magic 3, and this is the last installment of the sixth album, you know what I'm saying, box set with him and Hit-Boy. And this was just monumental, man. I've been, like, you know, peeping stuff on Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that, you know, little excerpts of, you know, the making of this and how it came about. But Nas has been, you know, doing this thing for a long time. But, you know, it was a fact, it was a point where it was just Jay-Z, Jay-Z, Jay-Z. No matter what, Jay-Z, Jay-Z is better. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z had just had a, such a stronghold on people's thoughts, you know what I'm saying, when it came to rap. And two, I would say he got what Hit-Boy, you know what I'm saying, where he dropped King's Disease in 2020, and Nas said it himself. He was like, I just thought we was going to do one album together, you know what I'm saying, it was a pandemic. When him and Hit-Boy started working on it, he thought they were saying, I don't know if you could call it King's Disease, but everything is going on with COVID, but he was like, nah, I'm going to stick to it. And then the chemistry was there, you know what I'm saying? And then they got six albums later, man. So from, this is for my old school rap heads. But the way Nas and Hit-Boy's chemistry is, this is old school now, especially from, I'm on my rap nerd shit, but Gangstar, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, it was a group called Gangstar. They had Guru, he was a guy from Boston, you know, rest in peace. And he had DJ Premier. DJ Premier is actually from Houston, but you would think he's a New York guy, you know what I'm saying? Just his style and, you know, his the way he scratches beats and stuff like that. But Guru and Premier, you know, had a group called Gangstar. And the chemistry was crazy, you know what I'm saying, back in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? They had a early 90s, you know, they had a wave, you know what I'm saying? Definitely used to have, like, a more New York sound, but like I said, Guru was from Boston. And Premier was from Houston. But anyway, this is the best rapper, producer vibe I've seen since then. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to, like I said, Nas. You know, he had King's Disease 1, 2, 3, all just dope. You know, King's Disease 1 is probably my favorite out of that series. That's the one that won the Grammy. But 2 and 3 is no slouch. You know what I'm saying? But those are dope as well. But King's Disease number one is definitely my favorite. And then he had the other series, Magic. Magic Part 1, Magic Part 2, Magic Part 3. And 1 and 2 is just definitely just probably like my favorites, but they're all dope. So now I get to Magic 3, which just dropped this last week. Magic 3 is cool, and I have been vibing with it for a minute, you know what I'm saying? But Magic 3 was kind of like, because it was a finale, it was more personable, you know, so the way Nas, like, really set this one off was, you know, Nas is a Virgo. His birthday was just, like, a week or so ago. But he just turned 50, you know what I'm saying? So he was just, from the perspective of it, he was just talking about aging and everything and, you know, the point he is in his life and, you know, his outlook on things and the things he's seen. It was just, it's so dope from that angle because it's giving you perspective, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just how you age and things you've seen and the wisdom that you have. So I would say definitely get it for four mics. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been playing it so much, sort of, you know, I finally put it down and started vibing, so like I said, the Sleepy Hollow record. But definitely. So shout out to Nas, Hit Boy. You know, toast to y'all, man. Definitely was a hell of a run. You know what I'm saying? 6 albums in 3 years, and all of them was just phenomenal. So kudos. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all probably gonna take a break, and you know what I'm saying? Since y'all did 6 albums together, y'all probably gonna kind of like, yeah, I don't want to, you know, milk it too much. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all ever do come back and make another one, I know it's gonna be greatness as well. But six albums in 3 years, man, that's commendable. And Nas, this King's Disease, you know, really solidified, when I say, like, my favorite, or not favorites, because I, you know, I gave you my top 10 list, but, you know, any one of those rappers could be my favorite at some point, you know what I'm saying, if they drop a project or I get into a zone. But, you know, pound for pound, you know what I'm saying, just from their career, that's why Nas is number one to me. So, this kind of helps solidify that. So that's that. So, let me see what else we got in the news. So, now, I'm going to get into the sports report, man. So, we have big-time college football game last night. It seems like each week when this team plays now is must-see TV. And I'm talking about the whole nation is locked in, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just loving this story. It's just great, man, because, you know, shout-out to the entrepreneurial ship, you know what I'm saying? That's what we promote. But like Black was alluding to earlier, you know, everybody can't do the entrepreneurial shit, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you might have to get a job if the shit ain't working out right, you know what I'm saying? But in college, you know, I've had, you know, different thoughts and everything, you know, that I see with college, because college is a big-time business, corporation and shit like that. So, you know, just make sure you know what you want to do when you go to these different universities. You know, have a plan of action, you know what I'm saying, because shit is not cheap. Don't let it mess up your credit and put you into debt. But if you can get a scholarship, oh, by all means, man, milk that for what it's worth. And don't let you play a sport now and be good, because you, with the NIL and the transfer portal, oh, man, you can get paid millions and get your education on the house, you know what I'm saying? Oh, do that shit. So that brings me to this next story. So big shout out to Coach Prime. And I just love the way that, like, this collegiate story, man, has got people, especially of our ilk, you know, back, you know what I'm saying, talking about college and universities and stuff like that, man, because education is always the key. Knowledge is power, always know that. So I'm never going to shit on education, man, you know what I'm saying? I just don't like the way they just do it, you know what I'm saying? I don't like the way they want to put you in debt to get this, you know, higher education. But anyway, the Colorado story has been phenomenal. You know, Deion Sanders has been doing A-plus job. You know, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. You know, followed Deion Sanders was like my favorite football player when he was playing. But now he's able to coach and teach all his tricks and his magic and his all the stuff that he brought. Now he's able to teach this to his kids first and foremost. So shout out to Shador Sanders, who's a quarterback. You know, shout out to his son Shiloh Sanders, who's a strong safety. You know what I'm saying? Defensive back for his Colorado Buffaloes. And that's always a program that I liked from back in the day. I mean, they fell on hard times, of course, and that's why, you know, Deion Sanders was able to take the job, and now he's putting them back to where they were. But I remember Colorado, once again, back in, like, the early 90s when they had Cordell Stewart. You know what I'm saying? Before Cordell Stewart was Portia Williams. It was on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Before he was Portia Williams' husband, now ex-husband. He was a quarterback for the Colorado Buffaloes back in the day. You know, he had a 10-year career, you know what I'm saying? But I remember him when he was a quarterback in Colorado. Also, Eric Bieniemy. Shout out to Eric Bieniemy doing his thing. You know, his Redskins, Washington Redskins. Let me be politically correct. They are now the Washington Commanders. Just like I don't know how the Cleveland Indians no more, the Cleveland Guardians. Same thing with Washington as far as the football team. But anyway, they are the Washington Commanders. But Eric Bieniemy really claimed the fame, you know, rose to fame being offensive coordinator with Kansas City. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, him and Andy Reid orchestrating the offense with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. You know, he's looking to get his coaching head coaching job. people want to see if he can do it. You know what I'm saying? Eric Bieniemy, I'm talking about. They want to see if he can do it without, you know, having superstars like Patrick Mahomes and Eric Bieniemy, and then a coach, a Hall of Fame coach like Andy Reid. So he's really, you know, he's up next to get a coaching job. So now, you know, he took on the offensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders, and I just watched some highlights of their game earlier today. They look good. They're looking pretty good under his leadership, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I remember when he was a running back for the Colorado Buffaloes in the early 90s. But fast forward, it is 2023 now, and we got, you know, Coach Prime. So long story short, it was close. But they, you know, they went up against their in-state rival, Colorado State. So Colorado versus Colorado State. And another thing that's been dope, I'm talking about this right now, but for college football, because for the past, you know, 15, 20 years, you know what I'm saying, it's been all about the SEC. A little bit of the Big Ten, when it comes to football, is all, you know, the Big Ten, of course, you got Ohio State, you got Michigan, you know what I'm saying, so you got those two Big Ten teams. But other than that, it's been all about the SEC, especially now. You know what I'm saying? You got Alabama, Nick Saban. You know, now you got Georgia doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Georgia's the team to beat now. Big shout out to Georgia, University of Georgia. LSU, you know what I'm saying? LSU Tigers been doing their thing. So, you know, it's all been about the SEC for the most part. So it's cool to see, the Pac-12 division get some shine. You know what I'm saying? That's the Western teams. So just to see Colorado, you know, USC, shout out to Caleb Williams. That's gonna be a game when USC, that's in 2 weeks, plays Colorado, Deion Sanders' team. That's gonna be some shit to see. But anyway, I don't want to get too ahead of what I'm trying to say. But Colorado versus Colorado State, and now especially when they have a home team, it's like a celebration, man. The who is who comes out. So, you know, at this game, shout out to Cam. You know what I'm saying? You know, I follow Cam on the gram because he's giving me all the behind the scenes type of shit. You know, like I love the Is What It Is, show that's on YouTube. But, you know, he'd be on location to the fly shit, man. So, you know, Cam, he brought out Stat Baby. They went to Coach Prime. They was on the sideline with the Colorado team. Lil Wayne was there, you know, he came out, performed some shit, you know what I'm saying? Master P was in the building all set. But they came close, man. They almost lost this game. You know what I'm saying? They had to go into overtime. And Colorado, you know, they got the victory, man, but it wasn't easy at all. I hope Travis Hunter, you know, hope he's good. You know, he's probably going to be out for a couple of games. Travis Hunter is their, like, two-way player, big-time player out of Colorado. But he got hurt in the game. But, you know, he should be back in about 2 weeks. He should probably be back by the, you know, for the USC game. But this is the type of game because, you know, it's a lot of hype now, man. Sports Network on, they're talking about Deion Sanders in Colorado. And I couldn't even watch this game last night, man. I had to cut it off, you know what I'm saying? Because at first it was late because, you know, it was West Coast, man, West Coast time or whatever. So, and it was, I could tell it was a nail biter, and I didn't even want to go through those emotions. Plus, I was watching Top Boy. But you know, I checked Twitter probably like about 1 o'clock, 1:30, I think it was when the almost like 2 o'clock in the morning when this game was over. And I saw that, you know, Colorado just squeaked out a victory. But these are the type of victories, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, when you just blow a team out, that's just dominant, right? But you didn't really have to work for it because you got off to an early lead and you was able to just ride that momentum. The victories that build heart and grit, the games when you almost lost, where it was like, man, if you would have made one more mistake, you would have been lost, you know what I'm saying? Where you really had to just, you know, you really had to just find another gear when you thought all was lost, you know, just stay focused, you know what I'm saying, and to get the win. And that's the type of win that they had. So, but because in college football, you know, the way college football, they rank, and it's kind of how I do. I got to get my top 10 list, man, but there's one starlet. I know I'm all over the place right now, but there's one starlet that I think she got kicked off of Twitter, man. I really wanted her to be in my top 10 list. And one of my rules for my top 10 list is you got to be on Twitter. I'm going to put you in my top 10 list. But anyway, I digress. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still working on it, but I don't know when it's going to drop. When it does drop, you're going to be off the hook. Believe me when I tell you. But anyway, you know, but my top 10 list has always been inspired by the top 25 college for the college football rankings. Each week it can change, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, the way to do it with college football is you can't just win. You got to dominate some of your wins or you might fall in the polls, you know what I'm saying? So because Colorado almost lost and it went to overtime, it was ranked, I believe, 18 last week. Now they dropped one notch down to 19. Which is still on point. They're still in the top 25. At the beginning of the season, nobody thought they were going to be as good as they are. They are 3-0. So now, and this is the next now, because I wanted them to get past this, because this is a game they should have won. You know what I'm saying? So it would have been like a, it would have been really disappointing if they would have lost this game, because then it's not going to set you up for their two big-time matchups that really shows what they're really about to be about, you know what I'm saying, going into, like, bowl season and stuff like that, where you really get your weight up as far as college football, right? So anyway, they got Oregon. You know, big shout out to Oregon. They always put a good product on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Nike basically, I don't want to say owns Oregon, but they got a lot of, they put a lot of money into Oregon. They always like doing shit with the uniforms and, you know, because the Nike headquarters is in Oregon. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Nike started in Oregon. So they are always funneling money to Oregon and, you know, facilities and all that type of shit. So Oregon always puts out a good product. They're always fast. They always got, like, cool uniforms and shit like that. So anyway, and I think Colorado, they got a good, because Colorado had two straight, you know, games in Boulder. So now they go to Oregon. So now, and I think after that, I'm not sure if the USC game is in LA or if it's in Colorado. I gotta see. But this next game is definitely gonna be in Oregon, if I'm not mistaken. So that's gonna be really it. If they beat Oregon, I think Oregon is ranked, they're ranked in the top 20. So if they beat Oregon, man, then the game of college of the year for college will be Colorado versus USC, because USC has Caleb Williams, who's supposed to be like the number one draft pick. He's got next as far as NFL quarterbacking, and then Shedeur Sanders, he's really making his name. He looks like he's going to be a bona fide NFL quarterback too. So that'll just be a great battle, man. So shout out, man, but you know, Colorado, shout out to Shedeur Sanders. He said he had to really channel his Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? I think Tom Brady's took a liking to him a little bit, so he's been mentoring him and telling him how to play the quarterback position, so that's been dope. Shout out to Shiloh Sanders, you know, wearing the number 21 like his pop, getting the pick six, you know what I'm saying, the interception for the touchdown, man. So it was just a great win, man. So shout out, man. So I can't say enough about, you know, Coach Prime in Colorado, man. Definitely like my favorite college team right now. You know what I'm saying? They're must-see TV. You know what I'm saying? Even if I don't see the game, I got to make sure I see the highlights, watch the press conferences, watch the lead-up to the game. You know what I'm saying? It's all dope, man. So shout out, man. Great story. So let's see here. We got about 7 minutes left. So a couple other things I'm going to get into. Real quick. So shout out to MTV. So I noticed it's been like 20 years. MTV seems like they're trying to make a comeback. They're trying to get back on some black shit, man. For the longest time, man, if you'd have told me in the 80s and the 90s, the MTV, you know what I'm saying, were falling hard times and not even showing nothing music related. All they would have is like teen mom shows and shit like that. I'd have been like, what are you talking about? You know, you would have told me this in like the mid 90s or whatever. I'd be like, whatever. That's when MTV was on fire. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, because I grew up watching Yo MTV Raps in the Real World and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And the Video Music Awards back in the day in the 90s when you had all types of, you know, you had your Madonnas and you had your Prince and, you know, anybody who was anybody, you know, coming through and, performing at the MTV Awards, right? So MTV and then VH1 back in the day, VH1 was like, you know what I'm saying, compared to like MTV, and then it just switched, you know what I'm saying? And what, 2010 when Love and Hip Hop franchise came out, Black Ink Crew, and these things came out on VH1. VH1 took off. You know what I'm saying? So VH1 became one of my just go-to channels. And MTV, for the past 10 years, I haven't watched MTV at all. You know what I'm saying? Kind of how I'm feeling about Netflix right now. But we'll see if Netflix get their content back up. I think the writer's strike's got a lot to do. But anyway, MTV, they have Love & Hip Hop Atlanta now. It's on MTV. It's not on VH1. It's on MTV. So that was one thing. I was like, okay. So, you know, me and my wife, we don't indulge in that. Shout out to Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. It's been pretty good this year. Scrappy's got an interesting storyline. You know, Jock is on there. This dude named Chaotic, man, out of Miami. You know, he went to he was on Love & Hip Hop Miami. Now he's on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. You know, he's doing his thing on there. You know what I'm saying? And then Erica Mena, she just got fired because she called Spice a blue monkey. You know, racial slur and shit like that. So she just got fired because they didn't get into it. So anyway, it's been pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So shout out for that. So MTV now has Love & Hip Hop Atlanta on MTV. So that was a nice staple. I think all the other Love & Hip Hop franchises, I haven't watched the Love & Hip Hop Miami. I think it came back, but I think it's on VH1. I'm gonna finish up Atlanta before, you know, start watching that. But I think that's still on VH1, if I'm not mistaken. But I say that to say this. And I definitely stopped checking for the MTV Music Awards, you know what I'm saying? Because it just fell off. It was just all on some white shit. They keep trying to, like, tell me about Doja Cat and all this other shit. And what's the chick that was trying to be like Madonna? I can't think of her name, but she's a good actress. Lady Gaga. They're just trying to just sell me these new people that you're trying to, like, take the place of these other people. And you're not, you know, catering to no black shit no more. So the shit would piss me off. But now, this year, I noticed it was interesting. So, now that I just fuck with YouTube, you know, I saw a lot of the clips. So, you know, shout out to Puff. I think he won, like, a Lifetime Achievement Award. You know, he performed or whatever. He just dropped a new album, too. It's called Love Something. But, you know, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But Puff back in the day was my guy. This Diddy character. Even though I do like how he's kicking it with Young Miami. That's dope. But I don't know, this new Diddy album, I don't know if I can fuck with it. But he performed, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to that. They had, who else? Lil Wayne. Shout out to Lil Wayne. Performed some new songs called Serena the Cat Suit or some shit. It was cool. You know, Lil Wayne was always a vibe. That was cool. You had Nelly performed with some young dude. I don't know who it was. He looked like a young Nelly. Had his shirt off and all this other shit. Like Nelly. I mean, I ain't checking for that, but you know what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not the biggest Nelly fan, but Nicki Minaj. Her performance was kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? She's in a weird kind of space. Seems like she's trying to figure out what, you know, Nicki Minaj. I'm not taking that away from her. For 10 years strong. 2010 to 2020, she had it on Smash. But then Cardi B came through, then Meg Thee Stallion came through, and City Girls came through, and now it's just a whole new game. But speaking of, Cardi B and Meg probably had the best performance of the night. I know Black is not the biggest Meg Thee Stallion fan, but I am. You know what I'm saying? But shout out, they did their new hit single, what's it called, Bangles or some shit? Shit was dope, you know what I'm saying? They got another one, that's another hit. So anyway, you know, MTV looks like they're back. So, you know what? Without further ado, I think I've talked enough-ish for tonight. So this has been the world-famous chop-up. So that's all the shit I was, like, you know, I guess vibing to this past week. So as always, tell a friend to tell a friend, a loved one to listen, man. Me and Black, we do this thing every Sunday, fun day, you know what I'm saying, live and direct, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Definitely follow the Twitter page. You know, that's Real Adult Talk. You know, I spell it T-A-W-K. We put that country twang on it. I'm always keeping it thorough on there, man, so just follow that shit. If you want to put a face to the voice, Mo Benz or IG, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. Keep it respectful. And then definitely check out the Tuesday edition of the World Famous Chop Up with me and my co-host Kev Herc. If you want access to that, follow Rap Sports Life, that's the at, or just follow the MoBins Twitter page, MoBinns. Until next week, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace, peace, peace.